You're listening to SBS News.
For Santina Scully, teaching the English language has been a vocation spanning more than three decades.
These young people have an enthusiasm and it's pretty contagious. And when you see their dreams and what they're studying for, it really makes you feel like you're playing a part. You're helping them along the way. It's good for the soul.
About 180,000 international students from more than 150 countries study English in Australia, contributing almost $2.5 billion to the economy. Education Minister Dan Tehan says the government now wants to build on that success by attracting more students from a greater number of countries.
Growth that we could see is enormous because some of the markets are only very much at their basics. So we can really grow those markets, and those markets where we have a considerable number of students coming, we have to make sure that we continue to develop them as well.
The largest group of international students come from China. But the travel ban imposed in response to the deadly coronavirus outbreak has left many stranded overseas. Mr. Tehan says this highlights the need to diversify the sector. The government's now released a draft strategy aimed at doing just that.
The coronavirus has provided difficulties, there's no question about that, and I think if it's emphasised anything, it is that the more diversified you are, the more secure your market is.
It's a sentiment echoed by Brett Blacker, Chief Executive of the industry's peak body, English Australia.
Diversification is critical, and I mean, we've seen just now, obviously there's some conditions across the sector. We've had impact from the coronavirus, and when issues like this do impact on us, having that diversity of students, not just from one source destination, but attracted globally to Australia, is really part of our ongoing sustainability.
For students like Christian Orlando Abila Reyes from Colombia, the opportunity to study in Australia has been life-changing.
English is the business language, so many countries, if you are going to be in a big company or your own company, you will need the English to communicate with other people around the world.
At this stage, the strategy is just in its early stages, but the government wants to come up with a more concrete plan on how to diversify in the coming months. Amy Hall, SBS News.